with Bookbeat. I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Norman Garbo, whose newest thriller is called Gainer's Passion, started out as a painter of portraits, and he enlisted some social registry types to help him line up business.
I would do their portraits for nothing. They would throw a cocktail party and invite their friends, and they got 25% of every commission I got through them. After a while, I had painted a Vanderbilt, a DuPont, and a Whitney. I ended up painting several presidents just on the basis of not hiding my light under the traditional bushel. I did not want to stop.
But Norman Garbo came to feel that painters were no longer playing a significant role in the 20th century.
I'm hotly involved in the passions of the time in which I live, and there's no way that a painting can move people as one book could move, so I switched to writing.
One of Garbo's early novels is called The Movement, in which troops shot down rebellious college students.
It was reviewed in the Times by John Leonard, who said, very exciting and very prophetic and very frightening, Mr. Garbo, but you really expect us to believe that students will one day be shot dead on an American campus?
6 months later, there was Kent State. A similar coincidence comes in connection with Garbo's novel, Gainer's Passion. The hero, painter Richard Gainer, sole survivor of a plane crash that kills his two sons, is overwhelmed by remorse and becomes a vigilante who takes the law into his own hands. Garbo began writing Gainer's Passion, however, 2 years before the Bernhard Goetz case.
There's nothing in the world that gets me more angry, more worked up, than looking at some of the random violence that takes place in the world.
Garbo says he is impatient to return to his typewriter.
I almost resent coming into New York today to be here with you because it's going to cost me 3 pages.
Norman Garbo. Houghton Mifflin published his thriller, Gainer's Passion. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim.